Hello?
Two best friends who were really great. One just up and moved away. Determined to maintain their relations, engage in stimulating conversations.
Phony and Collie!
Phony and Collie!
Phony and Collie Show!
Hello.
Hello. It worked.
What do you think of my new headphones?
Good. How are they compared to your old headphones?
They're more expensive.
I noticed they have the wires coming out of each ear cup. Is that better for technologically?
Apparently, I don't know.
Because mine come out of one ear cup. I guess it serves both.
Tell you that you sound rich and velvety. Like you sound...
Well, that's my mic. That's a tribute to my mic.
But it's also a tribute to my headphones because they're inputting the sound. So I think it's both. Oh, I'm hearing a lot of knocking around now. A lot of tubular knocking and popping. What are you doing? You're making
some... Moving a wire. I'm just
making some gnocchi? You're rolling out some ravioli? The fuck are you doing?
Let's unpack that. How does making some gnocchi make a rattling sound?
It's the rolling pin sound. When I was a little boy...
You just stuffed little pieces of potato into a ball of pasta.
Well, it is true that you really wouldn't roll out gnocchi. That is true. But also, gnocchi is 3-2-1. This is 3 cups of water, 2 potatoes, and 1 egg.
For each little gnocchi?
Yeah, for each little gnocchi.
No wonder we have a food crisis.
Yeah, that's my great-grandma's recipe. 3-2-1. And then you just knead that together, and then you roll out the little puffy gnocchi, and they should be pillowy and delicious.
So seriously, I've never seen 2 wires coming out of the headphones before.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I mean, do you want me to look it up and find out why?
Yeah.
Okay. So how was your Halloween?
Oh, okay. So today's November 1st for all you time historians out there. Our Halloween was good. We went trick-or-treating in Andy Rocco's neighborhood.
Oh, that's a very nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We should give Andy's address sometime. Should provide Andy's address and apartment number.
Because I believe this too. I think we both have this belief that if the general public were to know a person's address, that person would be murdered or robbed immediately.
Yes. Yes.
Like addresses are so easy to find.
I know.
Yours especially, I think.
All right. That's not true. Yours is just as easy to find. Trust me.
No, I scrubbed everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I tried that scrub in 2016. It didn't do shit. People still found me and tried to kill me.
Yeah. So there you go. Easy to find. Yeah. So we went trick-or-treating with one of Odin's friends. Odin was Black Panther.
Wow, that's a very challenging costume.
Is it?
Well, there's a lot of ways that could go.
I think it's fine. I think it's just, you know, I don't know. I think it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
When we bought he spent $140 of his birthday money on this like special Marvel Legends Black Panther helmet that lights up with the kinetic vibranium energy.
Ooh.
And it has like eye slits that open up. And we read the reviews, and the first review was, "I'm white. Is it okay for me to wear this helmet?" And the next one was like, "Totally, bro. I wear it all the time."
There's another white guy.
Yeah.
Well, Black Panther is a mask. Right? He has a mask on.
Yeah, it's a helmet.
It's a helmet. So, yeah. And of course, and little kids, I mean, you know, they should be able to explore everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. The SRH-151 premium closed-back headphones deliver superior acoustic performance, comfort, and durability to professional engineers, musicians, and audiophiles alike. The SRH-1540 utilizes 40-millimeter neodymium drivers for an expansive soundstage with clear extended highs and warm bass. Developed with aluminum alloy and carbon fiber construction, the lightweight and durable design also features Alcantara earpads for maximum sound isolation and comfort. The included storage case replacement set. Okay. It doesn't really say why the cable.
And it has two fucking little wires sticking out of each ear. When it could just have one.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Its double-wired design guarantees that you'll catch the wire on something on either side of you.
Double-wired for your comfort. I mean, the other one snapped like a cheap G.I. Joe. Like, one time mispacking it in a bag, and that was the end of this. The one nice thing is...
Miss Pac-Man.
I'm Miss Pac-Man.
You fucking mispacked it, man.
I am Miss Pac-Man. I like your shirt that says Bazinga on it.
Well, I was the, so I wore this last night because Odin was Black Panther. Odin bought the helmet and then he didn't want to wear like a shitty, like store-bought Black Panther costume. He wanted the like Wakandan King robes that he wears.
Oh my God.
That T'Challa wears when he's like not in, you know, when he's like king of Wakanda. And those were like over $100. Like,
who is he? Blackwell? What is going on?
Who's Blackwell?
Blackwell was a fashionista of like the 60s and 70s.
Okay. Yeah, he's really into it. He loves Chad. We went to the park one time and he dug a little hole and made a memorial to Chadwick Boseman.
Oh my God.
To like make offerings to him in the ancestral plane or whatever. Very into it. And so we discouraged him from that. And eventually he was really stressing out about the costume. And eventually we, you know, convinced him to just get a store-bought Party City costume.
Yeah.
And that came with a shittier Black Panther mask. So I wore that mask and then the Bazinga t-shirt and shorts, and I was just Black Panther's dad.
Wow.
And Gil gave me this shirt as a joke birthday gift.
As an ironic gift.
Probably 10 years ago, and this is the first time I've worn it.
That's pretty nice. Gil, our guest from last week. Those of you who are keeping tabs.
Or who aren't, who skipped a week and maybe want to go back and listen to that one.
Now, speaking of which, you know, for those of you who are listening, we are paying attention. I have to say that.
Uh-huh.
And Reddit has been really a wonderful... little resource for us. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of positive comments.
We didn't discuss this beforehand, reading
on Reddit.
Haltingly looking up Reddit threads in the middle of the flow.
Yeah, finally, says Tattooed Blues. And then Escantoni Curtis said, no kidding, they announced this show back in March.
We didn't announce it. We were forced to mention it in the obligatory plug section of Improv for Humans.
Hell yeah, I've been waiting for this. So keep it up, guys. We really enjoy your Reddit posts. We love the Reddit threads. And
keep it up, guys.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep posting and reposting.
Do it more. Don't just do it, you know.
Yeah, do it all the time.
Three people at a time, you know. One time on Reddit.
Yeah. We had 40 trick-or-treaters at our house last night, which was down from 2 years ago. 54 was the height in 2019.
You counting, you're counting like each child, like if four children show up at the door at once, that's four?
Yeah. In other words, bags. We count it by the bags. Because Flossie is very...
You give out individual bags?
Yeah. Well, Flossie loves Halloween. And I realize it's really the only holiday because we still both go to our like respective parents for like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And because they're both equally domineering presences that require us to attend their event. And now, of course, everyone's gotten into the old threshold. So you're sort of like, well, now I just got to do it until that one of them goes. So Halloween's the one we do at home. That's ours. So we dress up the house. We put a grave. We could put gravestones in the front yard. And we're now known, like we're like 6 or 7, 8 years into this. We're known as the house that you go to on our block. So I've seen like kids like grow up. Like
how do you
kids,
know you're known like that?
Because the parents are like, we come every year. We love your house. We come every year. And I'm like, uh-huh, great. And of course, pandemic time, I have like a mask on. The door's like cracked open. The children are all maskless and just spittling. And I'm like, here's the bag. But then the worst part was I had this. So I have to be careful how I frame this.
So hold on, why do you individualize the bags instead of just having a sort of pot of candy to
Oh, because
to draw from?
Flossie likes the idea of like a gift bag that has like a pencil, a little notepad, some stickers, a little Halloween themed eraser, a little bubble Halloween themed bubble blowing thing, and then a couple of pieces of candy. And I always have to negotiate up the candy. She's like one piece. I'm like, are you fucking nuts? I was like, if I got a bag that had a bunch of shit in it, one piece of candy, I'd be so pissed. I was like, well, I want multiple candies.
Well, so one house last night we went to had a sign on it that was like, we take food allergies into consideration. We have non-food treats here. And the woman who answered the door was very neurotic and was very nervous. And was like, here, and was giving like handfuls of candy. And then also like, come back. We have stickers. Here's stickers and a stamp. And here, like it made everybody very nervous. And all the kids got the candy and turned around and walked 3 feet away and came to me and said, I don't want the stickers and the stamp. And I said, all right, give them to me. And I just collected a bunch of stickers and stamps.
I know. I mean, listen, it's a mix. There are some kids who come up and go, oh, I got a pen. Like, they actually like it. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. My big thing is upping the candy in the bag. It's a battle every year. Well, 2 years ago, I got up to 3 pieces of candy, and then that got, like, nixed. But we had a kind of a great debate. Because I'm like, it's about candy. Kids want candy. There's this bag I made that was like a prized bag because it had all skeleton themed stuff. Like I took everything that was skeleton and put it in there. Mm-hmm. And then I put two Reese's peanut butter cup, like the special ones, the Halloween pumpkins, like mm-hmm. full sizes, and then two Kit Kats. So that was like whoever I liked the most got that bag. And some kids came and one of these parents I sort of know from them coming by, and they're really obnoxious and contrarian, and they're constantly saying, oh, you know, anything I say, they say the fucking opposite.
Sounds reasonable.
And I wanted to give the bag to this other kid. And their kid presented in front first, and I had a moment where I went, no, I literally, she had her hand on it and I went, no. And I started to pull and I went, I can't do this. And I was like, here you go. No more candy. And here's another bag. And I had to give the runner up bag to the kid I wanted to give it to. And I was like infuriated because this person is always a problem.
So as with everything else, you've found a way to make Halloween personal.
Absolutely. I mean, this was it was ridiculous. And in addition to that, the next kid that came up was like really talkative and was like, they were like a bunch of kids at this point, and all the parents were sort of on the sidewalk. And the kid's like, this is amazing. And I said, oh my God. I go, you're the Flash? She goes, I love the Flash. So me, I know I probably don't have a lot of awareness sometimes. And I went, oh, I'm like, you know the Trickster? She's like, yeah. I go, I'm friends with the Trickster. And she went, no way. And I went, yeah, I'm friends with the guy who plays the Trickster.
Who's the Trickster?
Mark Hamill. So
in the Flash?
Yeah. Mark plays the Trickster in the Flash.
Who's the Trickster? I never heard of that character.
He's the villain in the Flash.
Mark Hamill plays the Trickster and the Joker?
Yes. Yes. So the kid was like, no way. And I went, hold on. And I like flipped through my, she's like, I don't believe you. And I went, hold on. And I flipped through my photos to get the picture of Mark and I be like, now, in my mind, I'm like, this kid's excited about this, right? So I'm like flipping through the phone and I like find the photo, but it took me a second, right, to find the photo. And I'm aware that I'm like standing with this like 8-year-old going like, hold on, let me find this on my phone. But like the parents are right there. Like, you know, I was like, okay, whatever. I'm keeping the kid on the porch too long, but whatever. And this person, the parent of this kid who got the wrong bag, by the way, who was not intended for them, and they got a candy prize they didn't fucking deserve. This one goes, what are you doing? What are you showing that kid on your phone? And I was like, I wanted so badly in that moment to be like, would you fuck off and get the fuck out of here, you fucking asshole. I so badly wanted to be like, just shut the fuck up. I don't like you. Don't talk to me. And don't on a Halloween, basically be like, what are you doing over there, creep? Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Then I showed her the picture and she went, wow, that's amazing. And went down, went, Mom, he knows Mark Hamill. And I was like, this was worth it.
But you're also hyper aware of any time you're in proximity to a young child.
Yes.
Of the idea that someone is going to get it in their head that you're going to try to fuck the child.
No, but I just am hyper aware of, I feel like parents are very protective of their kids and you do have like a time clock on interaction. You've got to be aware of your interaction with a kid, especially if you don't know the kid. I think that's being responsible.
Well, as a parent, yeah. I'm almost never worried that the person my child is interacting with is going to like...
Well, I don't mean to make
it groom them.
I feel like, you know, I do feel like a hyper awareness of just being like, you know, just be aware. That's all. Just be aware. And I actually wasn't thinking anything like that until this asshole's like, what are you showing them on the phone? And I'm like, your kid got an undeserved 4-candy bag. So fuck off.
Well, can I say conversely, if my child is having an interaction, you know, obviously, parents worry about their kids, but the other thing is, especially in pandemic times, you want to know that your kid like is getting and maintaining social skills. So,
absolutely,
whenever your child is interacting with another person, you know, there is on the flip side a part that's like, good, they're like holding their own, they're having like a back and forth with an adult, someone yeah. they don't know that well, and they're like not, you know, being shy or, you know, like they're speaking and having yeah. an interaction. So
what I'm saying is what made me upset is that I don't have that, like, I don't have that self-awareness on Halloween. I love it. I love the kids. I love the, I'll have to send you.
All right. Okay.
No, I love the kids' costumes. We had a SpongeBob. We had really great costumes. It's always great to see the costumes, the regular kids who come and the parents. It's always great to think, oh, we're a part of a tradition the way like there were places I went as a kid that were a tradition. And you don't think when you're a kid about how people actually set that up and do all that. Like, and you know, in my memory, thinking of, you know, places you went, oh, I loved going to that house for Halloween or whatever. And like, oh, somebody like did all that, you know? So it's like a cool thing to be on the other side of that. And it bummed me out that person, that wicked, evil person did that, and it upset me. I hate that. That's what I'm trying to say. Trick or treat.
Yeah, 1 second.
Trick or treat.
Hang on.
Hello. Hi. Happy Halloween.
Oh. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat.
Wow. What? Wow. That's a great costume.
Yeah. It's Daredevil.
Daredevil, that's what it is. I was going to say, Daredevil. Daredevil.
I'm the Daredevil.
Wow.
Daredevil's... I can't see.
Is that Daredevil's can't see?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, great costume. Did you make it?
I wanted to make it, but I wanted to do the custom one where... You have the body plating and the armor and the thigh protection. And I looked into it online, and it was like a custom job was like $850 plus delivery and delivery charges overnight. It would be like, you know, almost over $1,000. And then my fudging dad wouldn't do it. And he was like, let's just go to Party City. So I have this shoddy one.
Well, it looks great to me. Hey, go ahead and...
What are you doing over there? How long are you going to take to talk to my kid?
Oh, he was just telling me about his costume. I'm going to give him... Here, why don't you take a penny?
City. Got a Party City. $12.99.
Great. Great.
Yeah,
well, here you go.
Cheap,
here's a penny.
Cheap fuck.
Take a penny and donate it to UNICEF.
What?
And here's a half pencil with some Care Bears on it. And here's a gummy eraser of a little banana that will be very hard to erase with. And here's a little stamp that has a heart stamp, and it's already half dry. And here is a little a sticker that says "Good job." And don't leave out the candy. Here is one orange Tic Tac.
Oh, what the fuck? Hey, what the fudge is this? What the fudge is this shoot?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I wanted to give you candy. My husband wouldn't let me. My husband won't let me give out candy on Halloween. I know you kids want it.
Doreen, what the hell are you doing out there? You gave away the pennies and the Tic Tac.
Yeah, we got a trick-or-treater, a little Daredevil, and he's just the cutest little thing.
You keep the candy vault shut, you understand me? I don't want anyone getting my candy. I'm the heir to the Brock's fortune, and we keep all that Brock's candy for ourselves.
Okay, I mean, we could get candy from a different company.
Hey, how long are you going to keep my fucking kid up on your goddamn porch?
Just another few minutes, sir. Sorry.
Boy, we both seem to have really abusive male figures in our lives that are yelling at us a lot.
I know. Maybe, I don't know, would you want to come live with me and... could kick out my husband? I know it seems sort of inappropriate, but would you want to live in my house and we could be, it'd be sort of like Matilda or something, the sort of gentle...
I mean, my mom said that because of the pandemic, I need to socialize more and make sure I'm not shy or weird or have any weird fucking tics or any shit like that. I'm sorry, I swore.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It happens.
Really? Okay. Listen, I gotta go home, pack a few things.
Okay.
But I could be back here right before midnight if I play my cards right.
Okay. And I will poison my husband's candies, and you come back. And I'll,
oh my God,
I'll
we're made for each other.
Absorb you into the household.
God, we're made for
daredevil.
Each other.
Okay,
my
go.
Little old woman, little middle-aged
go,
woman.
Fly, middle-aged. But,
God, how long are you going to take? We got like 15 more houses to go. And I got to get that costume off you before you develop a rash. Just read something online that the Daredevil costume from
Party City in particular apparently has some form of skin-based COVID that's spreading rapidly.
Okay, Dad, let's go home.
Doreen!
Yes, Doreen. Yes.
God damn it, stop John with those kids all night.
I did. Here,
where's my candy supper?
I'm just was preparing it now. I was going to give you some Brock's Rocks and Twizzler. I'm sorry. I know it's
Twizzler?
Not a Brock's product. I'm sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me, Doreen?
Well, we ran
out
of
the other... We don't have any Brock's Twist Sticks? Brock's brand Twist Sticks?
No, believe it or not, Brock's is not a prominent candy brand in a lot of stores.
You better watch your goddamn mouth, Doreen. This house was bought with Brock's. Okay.
I know.
The
I just see a lot
of Brock's. That big screen TV that's showing Taken 2 right now is bought with Brock's.
I just see a lot more
HBO
Cadbury.
Max subscription that allows me to watch Taken 2 bought by Brock's.
I understand. I'm sorry. I'll get the twisties when I can, but right now I'm going to go
yeah,
prepare your
fucking
dinner.
Halloween, Doreen. Another Let Halloween just... ruined.
I'm sorry, honey. How about I give you a blowjob later?
Ooh, yeah. Fine. You have to take your teeth out.
That's fine. Why don't you go WD-40 the pliers, and I'll go to the kitchen and get that dinner ready for you, okay? You sweet,
this time
sweet,
we're doing it. You... Every time you bail at the last minute when I bring those pliers out.
Nope.
But this time tonight, we're doing it.
This time we'll do it, you sweet, sweet man.
All right, off to the shed.
All right, let's go in the kitchen here. All right, get some Brock's Rocks, dump them on this little partitioned plate, and get the little Twizzlers, and let me just get...
Doreen, are you narrating your activities again?
No. I was just describing, different activities.
Fine. Just let the sound effects do it.
Just get those... I want to hear sound effects of little spritzes and rusty pliers.
Don't worry, you will.
Okay. All right, let's get the bleach out from under the cabinet, and let's get a little bit of my shit and piss out from my panties, and mix it all together in this little mortar. Just pestle it all together into a fine powder, and add it, sprinkle it over. And let's put some real poison on it, too. Let's get some real horrible poison on it that I happen to have. And,
All right, I'm done. Got the pliers all lubed up, ready to go, ready for my big Halloween dinner. Doreen, you'll sit in the corner of the kitchen like fucking Sybil.
I keep telling you, I haven't seen that.
Well, there's a scene where she's in a very light hospital green kitchen, and she sits in the corner bobbing back and forth.
Who plays Sybil? Is it Sybil Shepherd?
No, it's Sissy Spacek, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I've got a good Johnny's game with her.
Excuse
anyway,
me?
Never mind.
What the hell? What? Who's this Johnny?
Nobody. Don't worry. It's just this podcast I listen to that's really funny.
I hear it's
here's
trash.
Your dinner. Here's your dinner.
Thank you. Wow, what's this powder on it?
Confectioner's sugar.
You know, we used to use Sally Field, by the way. Sorry, Sally Field with Sybil.
Okay.
Man, we used to use confection. My mother, when she'd bring home the extra sugar from the floor at the Brock's factory, woman poured on everything. God, what a waste of space. Only my father was worth anything.
Honey,
that's the way it works. Men are worth something.
Honey.
And women sit on the kitchen floor and pretend to be Sally Field from a TV movie in 1978.
Honey, you're getting agitated. You're hungry. Just eat your sugar.
Yeah. Ooh, Halloween. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Taste that candy. Oh, God. Good, so good. Burning, going down. Honey, get me some of that sugar water you make so good. I want to wash it down with some sugar water.
Okay, ooh. Let me just add some more sugar to it over here.
Yeah. Add more sugar to that simple syrup. Nothing simple about that syrup.
Mm. Drink up, honey.
Ooh, oh, it's going to be a good All Hallows Eve. Oh, God.
How was it? How was it, hun?
It was good.
Yeah?
Good.
You ready for that bloody blowjob now?
Oh, my stomach. No, wait. Ooh, I think I ate that candy too fast.
Oh.
I got 45 minutes left on Taken 2.
Got a little tummy ache.
Oh, God. He's just about to free his wife.
Now, I remember we used to play Tekken 2 at the arcade. Is this related?
Oh, shut up! God damn it! What'd you do to me, you bitch?
I gave you candy!
You fucking poisoned me!
I just gave you candy! Honey? Hun? 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 Honey? Hun? Honey? Okay. Hun? Are you... Honey? Okay.
Meanwhile, at the little boy's house...
Come on, Daddy, eat the candy.
I don't eat the fucking candy. I'm watching my waistline. I'm listening to this new podcast, and they got a thing called Fattest Friend, and it's really interesting. I'm starting to lose weight along with them. I post in the Reddit thread every day about it.
Dad, who cares about whatever old podcast you listen to that no one young ever would want to? Eat the candy.
How was trick-or-treating, boys?
Yeah, why don't you have some of this candy, Mom? We're all having candy.
I'll have a little candy. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love your costume.
I love you, too, son. I know I yell a lot at you, but your mother and I, you know, we love you both equally and in different ways.
We really love you.
Oh.
And
yeah?
This is good candy.
I was going to say,
we're sorry if we're, you know, harsh sometimes. We've just had a lot of money stress, but we're really going to start turning things around. Your father and I are in counseling now, and
we're doing couples, and I'm working on my anger, and you know, in hindsight, next year let's save up for a realistic costume. I know you were thinking of doing a retro Darth Maul look, and I'd love to help you out with that.
I love the retro Darth Maul way more than the newer Darth Maul look.
I do, yeah. I agree. I think that new Darth Maul is total bullshit.
I love Darth Maul. I love anybody from Dathomir. Are you okay? Dathomir's a crazy planet, too. A lot of dark force energy on Dathomir. I want to get more into Star Wars lore so I can relate to you more. And Marvel.
I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Oh. You poisoned us. You're more treacherous than one of the Night Sisters of Dathomir.
You fucker. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. You fucking motherfucker. You fucking... I wish we never had you.
We still love you. Your father's just mad. We'll always watch over you, son.
I don't want to...
Mommy? Mommy?
Daddy. Daddy. Hey, Bobby.
Good.
Yeah, just a minute. Oh, it's you.
Hi.
Hi. What was your name again?
I don't think we ever introduced ourselves. Just call me Daredevil.
Oh, forever?
No, my name's Kling.
Kling?
Yeah.
I'm Tanda.
Wait a minute. Your dad called, your husband called you Dory.
Oh. I never told him my real name. No, I lied to him. I never told him my real name. My real name is Tanda. Good memory, though. Sharp kid.
We're going to live together forever and eat candy every day. We got to open up that Brock safe.
That's right. But first, you got to help me dispose of my husband's body. Where did it go? He was right here.
What? What do you mean?
My husband's dead body was right here on the kitchen floor.
Are you fucking kidding me? You didn't finish the job?
Watch
you didn't wait
your mouth,
the appropriate
you little
time?
Fuck?
You watch your fucking mouth. If we're going to live together,
hey, I let
then
it slide
some
a couple
straight.
Times, but I'm not going to live in some sailor mouth house.
You're
I've
not
had enough
my,
of that already.
You're not my mummy, Tanda.
I will be soon, and I'm not going to live in an abusive household again. So you just keep your attitude.
You bitch!
Oh!
You're trying to kill me. You trying to kill me because you want to shack up with this fucking kid? Oh.
It's not like that.
You want to see the safe? You want to see the safe, Tanda? Come with me now. Come with me now.
No, no.
Come with me now,
no,
the two of you.
No, not more casino references.
Come with me now.
No,
come
enough.
With me now.
Enough. You know I hate casino references.
Get in the safe. Look at all this candy.
Oh.
You want to eat candy? You have candy for the rest of your fucking lives in here.
Oh, no. What a turn. He's locking us in the candy safe forever to be with the one thing we wanted.
You're locked in. And now you'll be in there. And you'll be together as weird mother-son that aren't related. I don't know. You'll probably end up fucking at some point.
Jesus, Grit.
Well, when he's of age... I mean, what?
We're not going to survive in the safe for... How old are you?
I'm 9.
For 9 years, we're going to survive in this airless safe?
There's air in there. You got to keep the candy properly moisture balanced. And I'll be... Yeah. Oh, I'm going to keep you alive in here. You're going to live together in there while I watch more Taken out here.
Oh, okay.
And then, on his 18th birthday, you will deflower him.
Stop it!
And then,
that is not the point of this!
And then I will make candy out of the two of you, using ancient candy skills passed down through the Brock's lineage.
Okay.
Okay? All right, well, breakfast will be at 8.
Turnabout is fair play.
Happy Halloween.
So is that our scenes now? They all end with the holiday greetings?
Well, we're in the holiday corridor right now.
We did Christmas, then Halloween.
Well, we're knocking them out. Now we don't have to worry about them.
Oh, good. Do you think we'll ever do a scene that doesn't involve some combination of spousal abuse, molestation?
I mean, it all to me follows what happens, which is clearly there, you know, it's the genre, right? The genre of these two people who find each other and they're both in these awful abusive relationships. So then they kill their respective partners and finally are with each other, but turnabout is fair play. And it turned and you know, like any good horror murder mystery, turns out one guy wasn't fully dead, which was foreshadowed by your extended waiting for him to truly be poisoned and dead. I thought it played out accurately.
I've never seen a genre specific of somebody waiting for years and years to fuck a child.
Well, they're not a child when they're Woody Allen.
He waited. That's the genre. That's the Halloween genre.
Yeah.
Woody Allen's real life.
It's a spooky Halloween.
And Woody Allen, there's no evidence that Woody Allen was waiting. He just looked at her. He just looked at her after her 18th birthday and was like, hey, I never looked at her like that before.
You're a fucking idiot.
No evidence.
Oh my God. Wow. There you go. There it is,
there
folks.
It is.
We know where Johnny
there
is.
It is.
Oh,
there's my stance.
You're right. I mean, I guess we really do need to turn a corner. I don't know.
Let's try to do improv scenes that are from now on, or let's just try where it's like the comedy to us comes from just like
the content.
Yeah, or like people just like, you know, having a relationship thing or so. I don't know. I don't even know how to do it. I don't even know what it would be. I don't know what would be
so
funny if not for abuse.
For abuse and sexual abuse. Why don't we try next week? We're going to aim to do a scene that doesn't devolve and see. Maybe we'll have a thing where if it does, we have to just end the scene and we'll have like a buzzer.
Or a buzzer goes off.
And we have to change it.
As we near it. Yeah, we have to. It's like that old short form game with the bell.
You have to
make another choice.
You have to make a new choice.
What could they do? I think this will be good. What can they do? Can we be funny if no one is getting abused?
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Oh, my God.
So good to see you.
It's so good. What an out-of-focus background you have.
Yeah.
I know. I don't want you guys to make fun of my house. So
it looks like
have you seen this?
Yeah, I know. And so I'm not subjecting myself to the very judgment that I am placing on you.
How dare you? Oh, wait, are you recording, by the way?
Oh, I haven't started recording on my end. Hold on 1 second. So I'm using QuickTime, yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I have started recording.
Ray, you're back in New York.
Yeah, I am. I haven't gone anywhere, though, so it's almost like I'm not back in New York. But
I know. I haven't gone anywhere in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how I am. You know how I am. I'm afraid.
You didn't like Los Angeles.
No, I fucking hated it. Oh, my God. I don't know how you're there.
Well, I just, I you know, get work here. That's it.
You do?
Is that why I didn't
All right, okay. I mean, I don't tweet much, but I lurk on Twitter, and I saw your whole saga of like coming to LA, not liking it, shitting on it, and then moving away.
Yeah,
making some accidental enemies of the Angeleno population. They really don't like when you insult their city.
LA's depressing.
I don't know what's to defend. It's just, you know.
It's a depressing city where the sun sets over mountains so that you have this awful. That was my least favorite thing about LA was the weird light when it was still light out, but it like passes by the sort of Malibu mountains. And so everything just has this awful sort of orange hue.
Yes.
For like it's
New York gets a depressing hue.
Hold on, let our guest talk.
It's a different kind of depressing, right? Because, like, do you remember how CSI, they all had different colors? So, like, the Miami one was orange and the New York one was blue.
Yes.
LA has, like, a dirty orange color.
Yeah.
And the CSI New York blue was a much cooler color to watch on TV and to experience in real life.
See? John, are you even paying attention?
I am. I'm sorry. My QuickTime shut down and then I had to start
there it is.
Your QuickTime's racist, I think.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. This is what's happening now. Of course, John's quick time is big.
No, no, it's not.
Well, my audition is accepting of all backgrounds.
So wait, you just didn't like the light? Because I feel like seeing the mountains.
That wasn't the only thing. That wasn't the only thing, but it was a big part of it. I hate how sunny it was constantly. I felt like on display almost, if that makes any sense. Like New York is like such a public city, but it's like so private too. It's like weirdly, you can hear the sounds of New York. I hope that doesn't bother your listeners. But I just felt like there was always a show I was supposed to be on or at, and I hated that feeling. Like I never felt like, I don't know.
You're not in the crowd. You're not in the crowd in LA. You are like in your car or you're walking down the street as, you know, one of like three people on any given street.
Yeah.
So you feel very seen in a way that, and so the sun feels oppressive almost, like it's a constant photo shoot
seen
in a way that I didn't like.
And isolated. The thing that killed me, I mean, listen, I can go out there now, but man, I went out there. I mean, I think you were probably a little older than I was when I went out there, because I think I went out when I was 20.
You call me old bitch?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, you bet I did. Old ass. No, but like you were like in your mid-20s, right?
No, I left when I was 30. Yeah.
Okay.
I just turned 30.
I went when I was 23.
Oh, wow.
And I
had
lived
in
the
kill me.
Yeah, and I lived in the East Coast my whole life, and I had a propensity towards getting fucked up to begin with. And LA just was like, hey, you want to just be in a car or a house and just do every drug imaginable? Yeah. Go for it. And
it can feel like a dream state almost.
Yeah.
Where it's just like everything is like vaguely dull and bright. And then you're high all the time.
And so I just understand it, because we talked about it, I think, when I was out there. Remember when we went to Sir, which is sexy unique restaurant owned by Lisa Vanderpump?
I just started rewatching the series. Sexy unique restaurant. It's so stupid.
it's so stupid.
And they call it Sir Restaurant. It's not just Sir. It's Sir Restaurant.
It's redundant.
So
it's like ATM machine.
Yeah, basically. It's so bizarre. Remember
James walked by and I was like, hey, James. And he was like, sorry, love, I got to go. And I was like, oh. All right.
Can we do this? Yeah. Once again, we've completely neglected to introduce our guest properly at the beginning.
Is that a thing that you guys always do?
We always just like, because we bring in the guest, then we're like, hello. Hi, and then we just start talking, and the segment is called Three Way. The guest is Ray Sani. It's I don't know if we should edit it in or just do it now, but I think we should.
No, that's it. We're gonna take that and put it in, because I think it's funny that it's like a frustrated,
exasperated.
Yeah,
sound.
Let's do that.
This shitty conversation with this shitty girl.
No, have Ray, use Ray's introduction. Use Ray's beautiful introduction of a shitty conversation with a shitty girl. The fuck?
Well, she's a very funny stand-up, a very funny writer. Writer for a Black Lady sketch show, The President Show. With Anthony Atamanik.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Let's
horrible
welcome.
I wonder which one has more prestige.
Let's welcome Ray Sani.
Woo! I'm here. Woo!
Now, you and Johnny were office mates.
We were
at
office
the President
mates
Show.
At the blooming of the fear.
Yes. Yeah. And this was your first job in television, right? Was it your first writing job? And you were paired with
That was my first writing job, like, as anything but like a consultant. Like a coming in day-to-day writer's room job. I'd never done that before.
With the Writers Guild and everything.
I've still never had one.
you were in and out.
I've never been a writer on a show.
You were really in and out.
Do you want to be?
No, no way. That's too much. I like the part where you just sit there and then they go, say the six things you memorized. And you're like, right. Get over here. Okay. And then they're like, wonderful. And then everyone gives you applause when you're like done.
You make it sound so fun, but performing is like the scariest thing I can think of.
You know, stand-up is scary.
Yeah.
Stand-up is so scary right now.
Stand-up is super scary.
That's scary. And I have to go perform live at Pally's thing in a month. And I'm frightened. I also never really did stand-up. You know, I always did character. We always did character stuff. But I met you by you doing the Tony show.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was just thinking about that the other day.
And then we became fast friends.
Yeah.
And when we were office mates, when we were office mates, did you like me?
Yeah, I did. I thought you were very sweet. You were a lot nicer than anybody I'd ever met, I think.
Really? I was nicer than anybody you'd ever met?
Yeah, I don't think I know that.
Even Tony?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Tony's the worst. The most terrible. No, I don't know. There's like a general niceness that you carry about you
that's true.
I've never really seen on a person. It's like you're out of a children's book sometimes.
Really?
Like you're such a nice dad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
A nice,
nice dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
Like a nice dad. Like you have children, correct?
Correct.
And you're nice to them. Correct.
He is.
Mostly.
And you're nice to people around you as well.
I mean, I've heard him a few times. I've heard him a few times where he's banging out. Where he's like, hold on.
Yeah.
You'll hear it. Well, you'll hear it.
But, even nice dads have to spank you sometimes.
Now,
we haven't spanked, but
do you have any memory of a particular story of your time together in the office?
No, that was like, oh my God, that was like four weed years ago. I don't remember.
I have a memory.
Oh dear, I hope it's not a bad one. I'm terrified.
It's a funny one.
Oh gosh, I hope it's not at my expense.
It is. So it is at your expense.
I don't want to hear it.
It's at both your expenses. Well, one of the reasons I think you and I get along well is because I think we have similar approaches to work, which is that.
Oh, no, I'm nervous now.
No, which is like we like our lunch. We like to take a little nap in the middle of the day. And there was one time.
We were definitely the sleepiest office.
Yeah, there was one time where I walked in and John was head down on the computer and you were on the sofa, ass crack, fully hanging out, asleep.
Dear.
And I literally walked into the room. And I walked into the room because I was escaping Pete and Jason, who wanted to like meet with me about something. And so I ran upstairs to go hide in the writer's floor, which is what I wanted to do when I didn't want to deal with whatever we had to do. And I ran up and I went into the office and I like went in real quick. Right. And I was like, hey, and then I was just like, oh my goodness. And then I just crept backwards and just shut the door and was like, we'll let them sleep. Why? I didn't care.
We didn't even turn the lights on in that office.
Ass crack out. Jeez.
I told
at
you.
Work,
I, oh,
at
who cares?
Work?
Who cares?
I've gotten so much better about that.
This is not
for Zoom.
I learned a lot
about having a job on that job.
Well, don't you think I've noticed this because I took your lead, I think, a little bit, which is I've dialed back on Twitter sort of how I engage because I was really getting into it with people. And then I was like, oh, this isn't good. This isn't fun. Like it ultimately, even though I like am thrilled by, you know, telling someone to go fuck themselves or whatever, it did seem, but I would always enjoy watching you just take a person apart. It was really,
oh dear. I don't know. It got to be too much. It got to be too much.
I don't want to talk to people I don't know at all, let alone fight with them. But you two really, you know, I think have a taste for it.
I'm very arrogant. I'm very arrogant on certain things. And I do not like to be told that I'm wrong when I know I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm very good at accepting when I'm wrong. But if I'm not, I will go aggressively.
Exactly.
And I think the only thing that I trust in the world is that I'm smart. I'm not like the smartest, but I know that I am smart.
Yes.
So if there's someone who tries to make me question that or question my reality, I get very angry about it. And so like, then my ego comes in and I have to get the last laugh and, you know, it got to be very bad. I think 2020 was like a lot for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Because you know, the anxiety was just like, I don't know. Yeah, I've been very anxious for the last few months and stuff. So I just
Me too.
I needed to break. So it's been
my
nice, like, yeah, melting time.
I got my light board ready to go for daylight savings next week.
You ready?
I mean, every year and for years, I mean, we're talking years. I was like, boy, I just get really crazy between November and March and I don't know what to do. And, but like, it's gotten worse and worse each year. Like in really bad, like bad days, like days where like, I'm really not doing well in my head. And I, this little light board helps a little bit, but I always dread this time. I always dread the darkness. It's like not, I'm not into it being dark at 4:45 at night.
Yeah. I didn't realize until this past year how much that does affect me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until
I can recommend a light board for you, Ray. It's a great little thing.
I have a lamp that is like, I don't know.
Oh, you have the same type of thing.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to use it. And I don't know. It's weird because I got used to darkness because of the pandemic, because we were all inside and I was in a poorly lit apartment. So I'm like, you know, this is kind of my thing. It's a different kind of dark, though. It's a darkness that feels like creepy crawlies are in it. It's not just dark in your apartment. It feels like there's like raccoons that are coming.
It's like Sunday night every day.
Yes, it's Sunday night before school. That blanket of depression.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm
that
so glad
exactly
I'll never
correct.
Go to school again.
Sunday night every day. That's
and you
perfectly put.
You watch the sun setting on the horizon and you're like, I wish I could cast myself like away, just into the horizon and away from here where I'm just being dragged down into my real life.
Yeah.
I wish I could just journey forth just out of here.
Well, we need to.
What are we going through?
Everybody's going through a lot.
That. I always had that feeling.
I've always had that. But this has been all. I mean, listen, there's no doubt this has been awful. And the weird one is like, Pally's here, you're here, Libby's here in New York. I am always on the very precipice of being like, I should see someone. And then I get petrified.
Yeah, like I'm scared of outside, too, in a way that I've never been before. I think that was, like, a result of L.A. feeling so isolating and then having to isolate by myself for the better part of a year. Oof. I think, you know, L.A. is a lot quieter, or at least the places I lived in L.A. is a lot quieter than New York. And then, you know, you live alone, so you're the only noise that you hear.
Yeah.
And so I think I got, and I always have headphones in regardless of what I'm doing. There's just always headphones in. So it's like, yeah, New York is such a jumpy place sometimes. Yeah. So
but let's hang out. But let's hang out, Ray.
Right? I went to brunch with someone and it was just so stressful that there was a table over there and that people were talking and that there was music. It was like such a bizarre thing.
Oh, no. If I met you, we would meet in a park. I would bike there and we would be in neutral ground in a park away from people.
You know, I'm a black woman, right? So I meet you in a park. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Don't worry. I'll meet you in the park. Just meet me about 11:30 at night.
Yes.
And go into some like deep brush and I'll find you.
Bobby De Niro telling Karen to go down the dressing
room. We just did that. We just did that earlier in the podcast.
No, we did Casino.
But two Scorsese references in one show.
Yeah, okay.
Two Bobby D. refs.
I did the Come With Me Now. Come With Me Now. When he's dragging her to the closet, Sharon Stone.
I don't remember Casino. I think I've only seen it once.
Oh. She's leaving him. She like wants to take all his stuff or her stuff. And he's like, come with me now. Come with me. He's dragging her through the big walk-in
closet. That sounds
scary
as hell.
Being like throwing her shoes at her and stuff.
You sure it's not a horror movie the way he just come with me now.
That's what he does. He goes, come with me now. Well, he's very upset because she's not
a good
wife for him.
Oh, so it is supposed to be terrifying. He's going to abuse her.
You got a big glass, by the way, of water.
Yeah, you got a big, tall glass of water.
Everyone's got big glasses.
It's skinny, so it's deceptively full. It's probably only like 12 ounces.
Oh, I don't know. It seems pretty good. All right, so we've reached the point in the interview.
Well, hold on.
Is this
an interview? It's an interview. Well,
conversation.
What would it be? An interaction?
The three-way. It's the three-way.
Casual interaction.
We've reached the point in our casual three-way that conversation that... It's time.
I just heard why you did that correction. Thank you.
It's time. Johnny, is there something you want to do?
Yes, but first, is there anything you want to plug?
Oh, I thought you'd plug after, but okay, yeah.
We always forget to do all the normal podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what do you want to plug, Ray?
So what do you want to plug real quick?
Come on, quick. Snap it up, Ray.
What do you have to plug? What are you doing?
I'm doing a podcast that I really hate doing, but if you want to hear me talk about...
Is it this one?
No. This is the other podcast that I'm hating that I'm doing right now. But I have a podcast about the Real Housewives that I do not enjoy doing anymore. So I haven't done it in a month. I did it for a month and then haven't done it for a month.
Well, you heard it here first, guys. Check it out.
But I do a Patreon, though, because the Patreon has old episodes that are fun to watch. I just haven't done my free podcast in a while. But anyway, it's called the Dizziest Bitch at the Table podcast.
Yeah.
And so if you are willing to pay to hear me say funny things, I think, about this stuff, but not free in the present, for sure, go sign up.
Well, there you go, guys. There's a limited supply of a podcast you can pay for that Ray hates doing. Get it before she gives up on it entirely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's something
are
shameful.
Are you ready? Ray, are you familiar with the game that we play at the end of the podcast, Johnny's Game?
Why would she be?
Why would you be familiar? Are you ready to get familiar? Tony, tell her about Johnny's Game.
Are you fucking kidding me? Johnny's Game is a game where Johnny in our phone calls would always make me guess these long-winded complex puns that he's conceived of by giving clues.
Oh my God, I'm too stoned for this.
And I get very frustrated by it. And he turned it into a game called Johnny's Game, where he essentially punishes you whether you win or lose.
So you have to guess the wordplay that's happening. Are you ready to play?
So you're gonna punish me?
No, you're not going to get punished. It's just his characterization.
But we both have to buzz in, so we both have to go, because we're playing against each other.
Okay.
So you go,
this is not fair. This is my fault. But I have a slower reaction time than you, unfortunately.
Don't worry. I can tell you from the massive volume of Canadian weed I've been smoking daily, my reaction speed plus my age and neural degeneration, it will be evened out, Ray. Remember, I'm nearing retirement age.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Anthony and Ray, are you guys ready to play?
We're ready.
Johnny's use a game. Pen, though, just so it feels real.
All right, I'm going to use a discarded vape.
Okay. Are you ready for your first question on Johnny's game?
Yes, go.
Right. Here we go.
Come on.
when Batman decided, another Batman one, when Batman decided to write and direct a twisty thriller, what did he take as his nom de plume? When Batman decided to write and direct a twisty thriller, what did he take as his nom de plume?
A twisty thriller?
Yes, a thriller that has sort of
twists and turns. So a thriller. That's the ATM machine of thriller genre delineation. A thriller, by its nature, has twists
real,
and turns.
But especially sort of, you know, revelations.
Okay.
Okay. Scatman?
Scatman is not correct.
Sorry.
Okay. You know, you're focusing on the genre so heavily when I was thinking about words we use for directors. So I'm sitting here being like, do we also call directors Wombatman? You know, things like that.
Never heard of a director referred to as a Wombatman, so I don't think that would be...
Wait, his nom de plume, in other words, the name he goes under, his pen name.
His name. So let's think of directors.
Bruce Wayne.
So think of directors.
Bruce John Wayne.
I don't know if he ever directed anything, and he certainly didn't direct twisty thrillers. So
I'll give it to you again.
Wayne. A Wayne? Any Waynes who are really good movie people?
I'll stop you there. It's not really Wayne's brothers? Bruce Wayne's not gonna come into play here. Also, I guess we've given up on the buzzing in element of it, which is fine. It's not something I ever asked for in the first place. When Batman decided to write and direct a twisty thriller, what did he take as his nom de plume?
Ben Affleck?
Nope. Not just the name of another actor.
Quentin Batmantino.
No. He's more of a sort of indie action director.
Oh, God.
I mean, you want us to think of the specific director of indie thrillers?
Famous. Not indie. Twisty thrillers. Twists. Thrillers with twists.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh, could that be something?
The Dark Knight Shyamalan.
Yes! Oh! The Dark Knight Shyamalan! Ray, you got it!
Wow, wow.
That was so dumb, but so fun.
Stupid.
That was so fun.
The Dark Night Shyamalan.
We have two more, Ray. Are you ready to continue?
Let's go. Let's go, John.
That took me 10 minutes.
All right, let's try to do it faster.
Okay.
Here we go. The Azerbaijanis were going to change the second half of the name of their country. But better of it, what did they decide to do?
They let Bijans be Bijans.
Yes!
They let Bijans be Bijans.
I'm very impressed, Anthony.
Didn't
I'm
buzz in,
impressed.
So it didn't count. So no! Ray has 1 point. Anthony still has 0 points.
He always
even
does
he
this
did
to me.
Get the answer correct. They decided to let Bijans.
This is bullshit.
Bijans. Oh my God.
I'm going to have to do my pulse oximeter.
Are you Lucy with the football?
I'm doing my pulse oximeter now.
Lucy with the foot.
Lucy
All
with
right.
the foots.
There's the blood ox.
There we go.
Oh my Ooh. God. What are you doing?
It's a little low.
All right.
Here we go.
This is our new third musical portion question.
Okay.
So you're asked to please sing your response.
Oh.
All right. What was the R&B group TLC's instructions for preparing turkeys at Thanksgiving time?
What is buzzer?
Oh, man. Don't jeopardy.
Don't go basting waterfalls.
Please sing your response.
Oh, don't go basting waterfalls.
No, I've got it.
But...
Don't go basting butterballs.
Oh, the turkey, of course.
Well, What I had was, don't go braising butterballs.
Oh,
please stick braising. To the roasting and the basting you're used to.
Wait,
what?
Wait.
Who's gonna?
First of all, who's fist? Are we fisting turkeys?
You don't want to be braise them.
Well, first off, okay. Oh, I get
then,
it.
And then second, you
do fist lyrics. A turkey.
You wanted full lyrics about fisting birds.
Full lyrics. Where's the fisting? What fisting?
Did you say fisting?
I said roasting and basting. Don't go braising. Please
you
stick
do
to the
fist
roasting
turkey,
and
though.
The basting you're used
oh,
to.
Everybody fists
a turkey. That's how you get the stuffing up there. Everybody knows that.
That's true. I do love some stuffing. I love a fisted turkey. Yes, I do.
Exactly.
So you guys both got a little bit of it. So you each got half a point for that. So Ray is the winner with 1.5 points. The first guest winner of Johnny's Game.
Wow.
Is it designed that way?
Well, is it designed for John to fuck me over constantly?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
But how's it?
Who won last week?
You've only done...
No, we've done a bunch, but we just started playing them with guests, and Ozeri lost last week. Prior to that, it was just a private torture that John would do to me.
I will say that for as long as it took me to get to Dark Knight Shyamalan, it was so thrilling once
rewarding,
I got that.
Right?
It is.
Very
thrilling game.
Thrilling.
That was really fun.
Well, I have to say, my love for you, Ray, knows no bounds. I don't know.
Your audience
boundless.
Sharing that. I find that this was a very, very weird, high version of me who showed up, and I apologize.
Are you kidding me?
This was the
never
Ray
apologize.
We know and love.
This never is... apologize for who you are, Ray. You're high. You're tired. You're drinking a big glass of water. So aren't we all? Who isn't and sitting here?
You know, I'm supposed to be working on something. This is a shame. This is a bloody
So
shame.
Were we, but we did this podcast instead.
Yeah, I had a good time, though, and I'm very happy to see you. And also, I'm loving how my touched-up face looks on Zoom. You guys didn't even notice this huge zit right here. So
can't see
it's
anything.
It's very blurry. Everything's sort of blurred.
Yes.
And...
So now the world looks to you guys exactly how it's looking on my end.
Very blurry.
Very blurry.
Well, Ray, I'll see you in that park around 11:45 p.m. Just don't worry. Don't worry, I'll be there. Just
We'd
wait.
We'd love to have you back, Ray. You can tell us everything that happens in that park.
Yeah, you know, I will hear about it the next day on the news, and that's what I'll relay to John when Anthony doesn't come back.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ray.
Will you upload your files?
Oh, yes.
No, why would I do that? Why
come
would I contribute?
On!
Why would I contribute to the success of your podcast?
See, right there,
that
Ray
is.
Immediately, you made a request of Ray, and she immediately went, absolutely not. You don't tell me what to do.
Was that what happened? Is that my trauma that close to the surface?